of Baruch Krasno.
Okay, the Shir, I believe, is entitled Problems Arising from Staying Up All Night. So I think the main problem might be the arising if you stay up all night and your kids wake you up 2 hours later. But we're going to be dealing with some of the halachic problems arising from staying up all night. I always think that it's ironic. On Hanukkah, we learn about Yehudis who fed the general the cheesecake to get him to fall asleep. And then we, on Shavuos, we have our cheesecake and then we have to stay up all night. So maybe it's not the best thing to be eating if you want to stay up. So the Magen Avraham in Simon Tov Tzadi Dalad on Shavuos, so he brings from the Zayah. The Zayah says that the Hasidim HaRishonim would stay up all night learning on Shavuos. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Tov Tzadi Dalad, Mishnah Berurah says that he brings from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that somebody who learns all night on Shavuos and he doesn't sleep a wink and he's learning very solidly the whole night, so he's guaranteed the whole year that he'll have a safe and happy year. So it's a wonderful thing to do. Look, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, what's the reason for it? So the Zohar doesn't tell us, but he says that it appears to him, it's based on the Medrash, that when the Klal Yisrael were going to receive the Torah, they slept in and they had to be woken up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to atone for that, we stay up all night to show how eager we are to be Mekabel Torah. Okay, so, pardon? It's a tikkun, yeah. So let's speak about the halacha. So immediately the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say, okay, so you've stayed up all night. So now there are some halachic difficulties and differences to a normal tefillah of every day. So I'm going to just summarize it very quickly, and then afterwards I'll go into more detail. So basic halacha is, and the Mishnah Berurah says, that you stay up all night, so what do you do? So you go to the toilet, you go excuse yourself, and then afterwards you can say Netilas Sudaim and Asher Yotzar. You can say all the Birkas HaShacha, apart from Elokai Neshama and Hamav Reshena. We'll speak about that, which you should hear from somebody else. Birkas HaTorah also, you should hear from somebody else, or maybe have in mind when you say Avar Avar, which we'll speak about. And you shouldn't make a bracha on your tzitzis. If you wear a talus anyway, you'd make a bracha on your talus. So if you don't have a talus, try and hear a bracha on your talus, on somebody else when they make a bracha on their talus. Okay, so that's a very quick summary in a nutshell. If you want to go now, you can go. Now we will explain what we've just said, what this is based on. So first of all, if you look at the Siman Mem Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, so it discusses the Birkas HaShachar. It's very interesting to see where all the Birkas HaShachar comes from. And once we've seen that, we've looked a little bit at the brachas that we say, so then we can also understand why some of them you say if you stay up all night and some of them you don't. So the Gemara Bracha says that when you wake up in the morning, you say Elokai Neshama, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you back your Neshama. When you hear the Tarnagol, the rooster, you say Hanoisin Nesechivina, making a bracha on the rooster who can discern between night and day. When you get dressed, you make bracha malbish arumim. When you open your eyes, pekeach ivrim. When you sit up, matir asurim. When you stand up, zlikif kufim. When you put your feet on the ground, roka aretz alamoyim. When you put on your shoes, os chasidi kotzarki. When you walk, kamechim etzadeh gover. When you put on your belt, oizeh yisrael bigvura. When you wear your mitznefes, your hatua, oizeh yisrael b'safara. When you wash your hands in the tears of time. So we see that all of these brachas are said because of events that happen, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these things. Now, the Gemara says, when do we say these brachas? When we do these things, when we stand up, it's roka aretz alamayim, or zekif kufim, when you put on your hat, oizeh yisrael b'safara, etc. Now, the Shulchan Aruch then says, however, nowadays we do it differently. It says, Achshav, nowadays, because when we wake up, our hands are not clean, and also there were Amei Aretz in the times who wouldn't know how to make these brachas, and they needed to come to shul to hear other people making the brachas. So that's why nowadays we put them all together in shul when just before we start to daven. So we don't say it when these things actually happen, we say it when we begin to daven, we put them all together at that point in time. Okay, now that's those brachas. And by the way, there are the three other brachas, Shalom Sani Goy, Shalom Sani Yovah, Shalom Sani Isha, those are from a completely different Gemara, And they're not speaking about events that happened, they're speaking about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for how we were created, but we say that at those times. Also, the bracha of Hanoseinu Yevkoach is Ashkenazim say it, that's not even mentioned in the Gemara. So it's very interesting to see where all these brachas come from. Now, the Poskim points out that there's a difference in the language in the brachas. Most of these brachas are speaking about the phenomenon, the event that happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us straighten ourselves. Malbesh Arumim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who allows us to get dressed. Now, however, two brachas are said in a more personal way. So we say, Elokai Neshama Shenosato Bi. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us our Neshama. And the whole bracha, Tairohi Atavasa, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Neshama, for our personal Neshama. It's not said as a general thanking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a kind of Shama. And secondly, we say, Hama v'sheina me'enoi usnuma me'afapoi. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for removing sleep from my eyes. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who removes sleep in general. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically in a personal and specific way. And that's why these two brachas, if you stay up all night and you don't have a reason to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for them, that's why we don't say it. Because we can't stay up all night and then say, Elokai Neshama Shenosatobi. Because you didn't return your neshama, you stayed up. You can't say, Hamav Hashena Me'enoi, because you didn't sleep at all. So that's why these two brachas we don't say. Every other bracha, which is a bracha of general thanks, all these things, so then we can say it because that's Chazal and Masakan, these brachas, because that's what we say every day. That now has become Seder HaTzvillah. That's the normal standard text that we say for Tzvillah. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether you have actually just got dressed. It doesn't matter. Malbush, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he helps us normally get dressed. Okay? Sorry? We'll get to it soon. Sha'asali kol tzarki. Oh, very good question. Sha'asali kol tzarki. So they do. So those things, Shalaya San Isha, that is not an event. That's just a general thing. So that thanks. Sha'asali kol tzarki. Yeah, because there it's not speaking about sleep, is it? Yeah, so there is an opinion that you don't say it if you don't put on your shoes. Oh, no, that's what the Zim Kippur, if you're not wearing shoes. I don't know yet, but I think what's the Shami saying? It's not linked to sleep at all, so it's not linked to sleep. You didn't put on your shoes. I don't know, it's a good question. I didn't think of that. Good question. I'll have to find out. Yeah, no, you can. But I didn't think of that, I don't know. Okay, let's move on. Yeah. Okay, now, Netilas Yadayim. So Netilas Yadayim, there are two reasons, Mishnah Berurah is beginning with Siman Dalet, there are two reasons why you say the Baruch Hu Netilas Yadayim. So the Rosh says, it's because when you go to sleep, you'll touch a part of your body which is normally covered with dirt, with sweat or something, and then before you daven, you need to wash your hands. So that's why you have to wash your hands and you have to make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says it's like every other bracha, many of the other brachas, that it's a general praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we wake up, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having a chance to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like a kohen, when you started the avodah with wash his hands, so too we wash our hands at the beginning of the day for the avodah and make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim because we're starting our day hopefully full of avodas Hashem. So they say like this. So if you stay up all night, so then you've been watching over your hands, right? You haven't been asleep and you've been in control of your hands the whole time. So according to the Rosh, who says that you make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim because you've touched parts which are covered, you don't need to wash hands and make on Netilas Yadayim. According to the Rashba, then it's no different to any other bracha that we make a bracha because every day is a new opportunity to thank Hashem. So according to the Rashba, you would make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim. Pardon?
It's a new day.
We're talking about when it's daybreak, yeah, when it's a new day. You've stayed up all night and it's a new day.
It's from the evening.
A new morning. Yeah. So, therefore, really, you can't make a bracha on a tzitzit dayim because according to one opinion, you do not have to wash your hands. However, what we say is that if you excuse yourself and you go to the toilet and your hands get dirty, so then even according to the Rosh, you can make the bracha because you've now, it's not that you've been to sleep and you haven't, but you know for sure that your hands have got dirty and you need to wash them for shacharis. So therefore, after you've been excused, you can then say ashiyotza and you can also say anatish daim at that point. Okay, tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about in Simen Ches, and the Shulchan Aruch says somebody who sleeps wearing his tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, so really you should make a bracha again in the morning. But we, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do that. Pardon? Because in the night time you've got no chiv tzitzis, so it's like you've stopped the mitzvah and then you start again. But the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't pass again like that. That if you've been wearing it the whole time, you don't make a bracha. And therefore, if you stay up all night and you've been wearing your tzitzis the whole time, so you wouldn't make a bracha on the tzitzis. But again, if you're wearing a talus, then it's anyway you're making a bracha on talus. And if you don't have a talus, then you can easily hear somebody else who does have a talus making the bracha on the talus. Because it's a good point. Because you're now wearing your tzitzis, and according to some opinions, you would need to. So to cover yourself, you should. Okay, Birkas HaTorah. So Birkas HaTorah, again, there are two different opinions why we make Birkas HaTorah every morning. According to the Rosh, it's because we've slept, and since we've slept, that's a hefsek, that's an interruption from the last time we've made the bracha. So we sleep in the night, we've now interrupted from our first bracha, and we need to make a new Birkas HaTorah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not to do with sleeping, it's because a new day brings with it a new bracha. Like we say Hanoisa Noyafkayach every day, we say Mabashurim every day, we also make Birkas HaTorah, the bracha on the Torah, fresh every day, even though we didn't sleep. Okay? Now, a practical difference between these two shittas is if you sleep during the day. So if somebody sleeps for a couple of hours during the day and then wakes up, so does he need to say Birkas HaTorah again? So it depends on these two opinions. If you say it's the sleep, that is the hefsek, it's the interruption, then even if you sleep during the day, you should make Birkas HaTorah afterwards. If, however, you say that it's the fact that the new day warrants the bracha, then sleeping during the day does not require you to make a bracha. Now, sleeping during the day, the minhag is not to make a bracha if you sleep during the day, although the Mishnah Berurah says there are opinions that say you can if you want to. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah. I believe the Master Rosh Shiva used to, so I think it says in his book that he would make a bracha, but I think the minhag is, Shulchan Aruch says the minhag is not to make a bracha if you sleep during the day. Now, so if you stay up all night and you didn't sleep, so since you haven't slept, according to one opinion, you should not be making a Birkas HaTorah. And the practice is that we are choshish for that opinion, and we generally don't make a Birkas HaTorah if you stay up all night. So what do you do? So either somebody who did sleep comes into shul and makes a Birkas HaTorah for everyone. The holy job of going to sleep the night of Shur so that you can get up so you might see everyone.
So they have an excuse to make the bracha for people who stay the full night.
Yeah, exactly. Or what you can do is, you could say, sorry?
You're sleeping after.
Yeah, so I'll get to that in a second. And if you say, also you can have kavanah when you say Abba Rabba, or Abba Sodom, depending on what Nusuf is Abba, you can have in mind to be Yotzei Birkas HaTorah, and then immediately after Shachar, after you finished davening, you learn something, you say Yirech HaShem Yishmerecha, Sukkim, and that's also, you can be Yotzei Birkas HaTorah that way. So, now there's a well-known Rabbi Akiva Eiger who makes the following point. He says, if you sleep the day before Shavuos night, to give yourself a kayach to stay up all night, so you have a nice sleep, let's say half an hour, the day before Shavuos, And then you stay up all night. So it says a Rikivega. So now you can definitely make a bracha, Birkas HaTorah, in the morning. Because according to the opinion that sleep is a hefsek, you've had your sleep the day before. And according to the opinion that the new day requires a bracha, it's the new day. And therefore, Rikivega says, if you've slept before Shavuos, even if you stay up all night, you can definitely make a bracha of Birkas HaTorah in the morning.
Yeah, but according to the opinion, it's a hefsek.
Yeah.
The evening
religion is a hefsek. So they point out. Yes, there are two problems with this. First, like they're pointing out, so then it comes out that the night of Shavuos, according to one shit of the Rosh, you're learning without Birkas HaTorah. Secondly, they point out that according to this, so when it's daybreak, Alayis HaShachar, so then you definitely need a Birkas HaTorah, so then you shouldn't really continue learning without a bracha as soon as it's daybreak. So according to that, if you know that you definitely need to make a Birkas HaTorah, so that's already problematic. So others argue with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Leibniz Chassan Ish argued, but I think Rosh Hashanah brings down Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Mishnah Berurah brings down Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that if you've slept during the day, then that's okay. One last point, which I thought of last year. So let's say you stay up, and it says on the Luach, Alayis HaShachar is, I think, 107 or whatever. So you stay up to 107, and then you go to sleep afterwards. So you've stayed up all night, and then you've gone to sleep afterwards. So when you get up, can you say all the brachas as usual? Because you stayed up the night before until 10 past 1. So if you look in Masa Elior, Falk Sefer, he has a few simonim on going to sleep between Alayis HaShachar and 8. And basically, if you go to sleep after Alayis HaShachar, that's still called having slept in the night. Secondly, the Alayis HaShachar now, at this time of year, we're not really sure about Alayis HaShachar. It's the same time as it's midnight, because we don't really have an Alayis HaShachar, because the sun doesn't go sufficiently beneath the horizon. So it's not proper Alayis HaShachar anyway. So, yes, if you go to sleep after Alayis, you can still wake up and say all the brachas.